Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
G.T. Thompson, chairman of the House Ag Committee from Pennsylvania in Oklahoma yesterday, Farm Bill listening session, and then speaking to the American Bankers Association, telling his audiences that, there will be an extension to the 2018 farm law.
So we won't need an extension. We've actually worked on that language. CBO has it, our version, and it's their number one priority, which means that other things will be put back even further. So we would always have to do both.
That means doing an extension, but also continue to work on a 2023 or 2024 farm bill. He thinks it'll be probably after the first of the year before realistically there'll be some time on the floor of the House to debate the next farm law. Former chair of the committee, Frank Lucas, there with the current chairman at the Farm Bill listening session, saying that getting that extension will be important.
The chairman's exactly right. An extension provides certainty, and certainty is one of those things we need badly. Plus, always remember that when we complete the new farm bill and it's signed into law by the president, it will take effect immediately. So we can have the best of both worlds.
Former chairman of the House Ag Committee, now the senior member on that committee, Frank Lucas, who did express some frustration that the Justice Department has not concluded their investigation on the Anti-Monopoly and Antitrust Packers and Stockyards Act. He says, I think there's a certain hesitation in Congress to take action until they finish their investigation so we know the magnitude of the problems that we do face. Some of the other topics at the Farm Bill meeting yesterday, outreach and education for land-grant universities, finding additional dollars for the Farm Bill, water and water use gains and incentives, pushing back on green energy, and incorporating disaster relief into some insurance programs. Some of the ideas at yesterday's Farm Bill listening session. Looks like winter wheat plantings made a little bit of progress this last week. We're now at 87% of the Oklahoma wheat crop planted versus 89% five-year average. 78% of the Texas crop planted now versus 80% five-year average. Kansas, 96% planted versus 92% for their five-year average. Wheat crop condition improves a little bit week over week. We're up to 49% of the Oklahoma crop in good to excellent shape, up 7 points. Meanwhile, Kansas, 31% good to excellent shape. That's actually down 1 point from a week ago. Texas, 44% in good to excellent shape, up 3 points from a week ago. The national U.S. number, 50% of the winter wheat crop in good to excellent shape, up 3 points from a week ago. Harvest numbers from the Crop Progress Report, 81% of the U.S. corn crop now harvested versus a 77% five-year average. Soybeans, 91% now harvested versus the 86% five-year average. Cotton, 57% now harvested versus 55% five-year average. And 85% of the grain sorghum crop now harvested versus the 81% average. You've got farm news on Ron. National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com. And that's our Farm and Ranch News. I'm Ron Hayes.